Luke chapter 11. Book of Luke chapter 11. Appreciate you for being here in the house of the Lord tonight. Never preached from these scriptures. Amen. But I felt as I come to church and began to pray and ask the Lord about the service tonight. And the Lord just directed my heart to these scriptures. Very familiar. And going to try to endeavor to preach and redeem myself from last Wednesday night. I felt like I flopped like a fish out of water. And so I told my wife, I said, pray for me. I got to preach good tonight or there ain't going to be nobody there next Wednesday night. So y'all pray. Won't you have mercy on me? Luke chapter 17, verse 11. Luke 17 and verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. That was the law. You couldn't be near anybody. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed. Now notice that instantly. He saw that he was healed. He looked down. His hands looked different. His face was different. Everything about him, he sensed it. He saw it. He saw he was healed. And he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love, for your mercy. I thank you for your love, Lord. I thank you for these people. I ask God that you would just give me clarity of thought and clarity of speech. And I appreciate you, Lord, so very much. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a safe trip, Lord, these last 3 days down there and back. We appreciate all of that. But I ask, Lord, that you touch hearts and lives. You've been doing things. We've been getting phone calls of people not having any more headaches since a certain service and people feeling like God's healed them. And so we give you all the glory for that, Lord. And we ask you to touch us this one more, this night. Give me clear up your thought and clear up your speech and help me to say exactly what the Holy Ghost would have me to say. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. In Christ's name we pray and everybody says, amen. I want to talk about giving God thanks. I don't have a fancy title tonight. Didn't have time to think of one. But I want to talk to us about giving God thanks. This is a very familiar scripture out of the New Testament. And I, as I began to study and read some things this afternoon, I seen here that Jesus was passing through, going to Jerusalem. And of course, here the Bible talks about that there were 10 lepers. Now, in the Bible times, when you were a leper, it was the worst disease that you could actually ever have in biblical times. Matter of fact, one writer said you might as well have been dead because you had to live like you were dead. You were separated from your family. You were separated from your spouse. You were separated from your children. You were separated. You couldn't go. I mean, it was just unreal, the separation. And the only other company you could have was other people that were lepers. So that's why there's a group here. They find comfort in their own self, and they're lepers. They hear that Jesus is passing by. They're standing afar off, and they cry out, of course, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. I think it was here that I said a month or so ago that the quickest way to get God's attention is the cry for mercy. You find it throughout the Bible, especially the New Testament, even in the Old. When men cry for the mercy of God, it's almost instantly that God comes on the scene and comes and meets them, whatever their need may be. You won't get God to come if you start bragging on how righteous you are or how much you pray or how much you fast or how you attend church or, God, I got a perfect Sunday school attendance pen. I've been never missed in 20 years. You know, it just doesn't affect God. When you cry out for mercy, you are acknowledging that your inability, you've run out of all resources, and you're actually saying, Lord, I'm bowing before you. I need your divine help. And so they cried for mercy. And when Jesus saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. Now, the reason for this in verse 14 was that in biblical times, that if you were a leper and you felt like God healed you, amen, to you had to get a certificate. And you got your certificate from the priest. If you remember over in Leviticus, it was the priest who would proclaim them clean or unclean or holy or unholy. And so you had to go to the priest, and he had to observe and look and examine you and then give you a certificate stating that you were healed of this dreaded disease. So Jesus told them to go show yourselves unto the priest. So instantly when he said those words, now you got to understand, as I began to read some about this, one writer said it like this. He said it could have cost them their lives if they would have went in there into the synagogue with leprosy. Amen. And other people was infected with that disease because it was very contagious and just dreaded a disease. And so, but the Bible said their obedience, amen, they lifted up their voice, they cried to him, and he told them to go to the priest and show yourselves. And the Bible said, and when it came to pass, as they went, notice what the Bible says, they were cleansed. I mean, all 10 instantly were healed of leprosy. You're talking about a powerful service. Can you imagine being in a service somewhere and there's 10 people there laying on cots with cancer or AIDS or some kind of dreaded disease, and all of a sudden 10 of them jumps up at the same time? Amen. You're talking about a commotion. Amen. They all were cleansed, the Bible said, of this disease of leprosy. But then all of a sudden, the Bible changes the scene here to the 10 lepers, and all of a sudden it draws our attention to the one leper who notices himself, and he sees that he is healed, and he turns back and with a loud voice glorifies God. Now, from that verse to the very next verse, somewhere he must have ran back, because the very next verse says he fell down at the feet of Jesus. Can I hear an amen? Now, in giving him thanks, and the Bible said, and he was a Samaritan. Now, notice what the Bible also says, but Jesus then said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Amen. They're not found to that returned to give glory to God save this stranger. Of course, I don't have to tell most of you, amen, that why the Bible emphasizes this man was a Samaritan, because he was not a Jew. It sounds to me, one writer said, it looks to him that all the other 9 were Jews, but here was the Samaritan. It should have read that one of the Jews, amen, knowing the scriptures, knowing Leviticus, knowing all of that, would have turned. But this man was a Samaritan. He was already an outcast besides the leprosy, just being a Samaritan. But this man turns and gives thanks at the feet of Jesus Christ. But all of a sudden, in verse 17, this story that is just unbelievable, almost just makes you want to shout when you read it, all of a sudden turns a different turn, and it begins to point out the negative and these 9 men that were healed that didn't turn and give glory to God. And so when you read this text, you almost want to get a bad spirit, but that's probably not the right word. But you almost just want to say, man, what's up with you? Why didn't you turn around and say, thank you? You can go back home. You're cleansed. You can go back to mama. You can go back to daddy. You can go back to wife. You can go back to children. You can hug them one more time. Why didn't you turn around? Amen. And all of a sudden, their ingratitude covers this story of their miracle. Huh? You ever seen anybody like that? I have. I've seen God do some great things for people. Amen. And then all of a sudden, a year or two later, they forget what God has done. Amen. They go right back into sin. And you sort of want to shake your head and you want to go to them and say, don't you remember all that God has done for you? You say, Brother Simpson, if I'd have been there, if I would have been healed, I would have been like that one that turned back. Now, be careful, because I want to preach here a little bit. I'd have been like that one that would have turned back, and I'd have fell at his feet. Oh, yes, if I was healed of cancer, if I was healed of leprosy, if I was healed of a dreaded disease, you better believe I would turn and run and give thanks unto God. But can I tell you, I have been here almost 3 years, August to be 3 years, amen, and I have yet to hear some of you. Now, I love you. I don't mean it's mean, okay? But I've yet to hear some of you stand up and say, I thank God for saving my soul. That ain't mean, is it? My face ain't red. I'm not trying to get on you. But we've took it for granted? Huh? The Bible said we're overcomers by the word of our, what? Testimony. There ought to be a time that we ought to stand up and say, I thank God for saving me. You know why? Sister Lockhart and them, I hope they don't mind me using them. Amen. And Brother Wesley and Cassandra, amen, several different times since last summer has stood up at different times and said, I'd like to say one more time that I thank God, amen, for bringing our little baby back to life and working a miracle. That is the part that I want to get across. That's where each of us should do. Amen. Don't forget what God has done for you in times past. I want to tell you, if there's one thing the Bible tells us as children of God is we ought to give him thanks and glory, amen, to his holy name. The Bible said give him glory that is due him. I want to tell you, let's just be real honest. None of us would be here tonight if it wasn't for the grace of God. Amen. If it wasn't for the grace of God, if it wasn't for God touching us like he touched these, we weren't lepers, but leprosy in the Bible, would you agree with me, is a type of sin? How many would agree with that? Leprosy is a type of sin. When we were in sin, we were stood afar off. We wasn't nigh to the kingdom of God. We wasn't nigh to Christ. We was afar off. The Bible even called us in one place. We were an alien. I know some of us look like it, but the Bible said that. Or I do, let me say it like that. Amen. We were an alien, Brother Adam's grinning. I didn't say nothing, Brother Adam. I didn't say you look like an alien, but that's what the Bible said. I mean, it's read that in the Bible. It said some of you were alien from the commonwealth. Huh? We were afar from God, but we were showed the grace of God. Amen. But I know I've heard some of us testify, but I wonder sometimes, not just on Thanksgiving, should we testify of his grace, but every now and then we ought to just get up and just tell God how we love you, Lord. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for saving me 5 years ago. I thank you saving me for 10 or 20 or whatever the case may be, because you know what? You might need him to heal you again. You might need him to touch you again. You might need a miraculous miracle again. And you've got all your praises caught up. And you've got all the glory caught up. You don't got to catch up when you need him again. Woo! Amen. I mean, it's really sad when you get down to this verse 17. Where's the nine? And it's in red. It's Christ. Where is the nine? Now, I thought of this, and I don't want to come across as mean. That's the farthest thing from my heart or me preaching tonight. And I thought, Lord, I've been there so-and-so time, and there's some there that I know saved. I know they're saved. I'm not down your salvation. But I'm just saying, have you took it for granted? Are you grateful that you're saved? I haven't heard some of you even stand up and say, I thank God for saving me on certain day. Amen. And sanctifying me and filling me with the good Holy Ghost if you have. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm not saying you got to get up every service and preach it for 10 minutes. Amen. But it's good every now and then to give God some glory. Hallelujah. The Bible said he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. Ain't nothing no more I like than when my children, Brother Brad, come up and hug on me and kiss on me, and I know they're wanting $5 or something, but it's still, I still like it. With hope, it's 20. Like it's a 5. You know how that goes. They get older, the price goes up. Amen. Y'all got kids, y'all smiling, y'all got children too. Amen. But I like that. There's just something about it. You know, there's just something there. Amen. That compliment but where are the 9? I don't want to be that 9. Where is the 9?